Elvis is the number one film in the land, according to last weekend's numbers at the box office. It has brought new attention to his hits and his story, although you may not know this version of this song. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Hound Dog. It's not Elvis, as you could hear. This was recorded nearly 4 years before the King's version in 1956, and the original voice is Willie Mae Thornton, also known as Big Mama Thornton, singing about a no-good man in her life.
I want everybody to know that I was the one to say, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Big Mama Thornton was a big name in R&B. One of the many black musicians we credit for now what we call rock and roll. Let's talk about this with Maureen Mann. Her book is Black Diamond Queens, African American Women and Rock and Roll. Maureen, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
So let's talk about Big Mama Thornton. Where did the nickname come from?
Big Mama Thornton, I should say Willie Mae Thornton became Big Mama Thornton when she was out on the road touring on what was then known as the Chitlin' Circuit, which was the network of clubs where African Americans performed. And after one of her performances, one of the hosts, you know, acknowledged how loud and strong her voice was. And he also took note of her size. She was a tall woman. She was heavy set. And he just started calling her Big Mama. And the name stuck.
And it stuck, yeah. Well, we just heard a clip of Thornton saying she sang Hound Dog first. Here's more of her talking about the song to one of her bandmates.
Hey, buddy, since we've been over in Europe together, since your little thing about that hound dog, you heard that
before? You know, what do you mean by the little thing about the hound dog? That was a big thing.
Oh, you mean, you remember, huh?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, I tell you what, though, put me in an E-flat chord, huh?
Became a big hit, right? Something like 7 weeks at number one on the R&B chart?
Right, it was a big hit for the R&B market, which means for the black market. It wasn't a song that was going to get airplay on the pop stations that were targeted to white audiences, but in black communities, on black radio, it was a really big song, and there were lots of covers of the song. So even before Elvis Presley covered the song in 1956, there were almost a dozen covers, there were answer songs. People were really into Hound Dog.
And what do we know about how Elvis discovered it and decided he was going to do his version?
He was also touring, and he was playing in Las Vegas, and he saw a group, it was like a lounge act, and they were doing a cover of Hound Dog that, if you listen to the Big Mama Thornton version and the Elvis Presley version, it's different from what Big Mama Thornton sang.
Yeah, what a difference when you hear the two of them back to back. You know, Maureen, with this Elvis movie in the theaters these days, we're thinking about how black musicians inspired him. What should we think specifically about the legacy of Big Mama Thornton and her contribution?
I think with Big Mama Thornton, you had a woman who was a really powerful blues singer. She could do so many different things. It's really great to listen to many different recordings by her. She had a lot of power, she had a lot of passion, and she had a lot of attitude. And I think those are things that the white musicians, the young white people who were starting to get into black music, really picked up on. And so both Elvis Presley and Janis Joplin, and really all of the white musicians who are the people we think of as the early rock and rollers, were listening to this music by black Americans, and they were really studying it, and they were picking up on the things that these artists were doing, because the sound was really different from what was happening in the sort of white pop music world. And the young white musicians who became the rock and rollers really liked that difference. They embraced it, and they incorporated it into their own work.
Well, a lot of this rock and roll history mentions white artists playing songs and styles from black men,
Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Bo Diddley. And here we are talking about Big Mama Thornton. Tell us more about the broader role of Black women in this lineage.
Yeah, I think it's really important to recognize that it wasn't just Black men, although they are often the first ones that people mention, but that Black women were really path-breaking artists at this time, especially in the history of rock and roll, even though from the very beginning, you could even say from before the beginning, Black women are there laying out a template that other artists, Black and white, pick up on.
Maureen Mann is the author of Black Diamond Queens, African-American Women and Rock and Roll. Maureen, great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. It was a pleasure.